So this fundraising exhibition, what's different about it compared to other fundraising exhibitions?
So the intention with the exhibition was to bring the artists up to Sydney with their works and to actually have the work hung in a beautiful gallery in Sydney called the Wellington Gallery, which is in Waterloo. So what was different about this was we actually were getting the artists themselves to Sydney, whereas there's been a lot of great effort, people selling art and donating the money. This was actually really about engaging the artists themselves, having the chance for them to meet people, for people to meet them, to hear their stories. The other amazing thing about this as well is that the gallery wasn't going to be charging any commission or taking anything for the cost of the gallery, so that the full amount of the sale would go directly to the artist. So there's a couple of real points of difference there, but it was really about people getting to know what's happened for these artists from the South Coast, and you know, seeing their beautiful work. It was a great way for them to be inspired towards something, I think.
Mm. Now, of course, I suspect there might be some circumstances at the moment that put a bit of a dampener on plans, but how has the journey been kind of getting to this point?
Yeah, so clearly, you know, the gallery, the exhibition wasn't going to happen. It was actually due to open tomorrow night, Friday the 1st. So it has, I mean, that's been a great dampener for all of us, because it really was something that we were all looking forward to. So it's changed now to being an online gallery. We have a Facebook presence, and we've been sharing some of the stories from the artists and seeing some of the photos of some of the devastation, as well as the beautiful pieces of art that they've created. So that's been happening with the Facebook page. And we've just finished compiling the Flickr account, which is an e-gallery account, if you will, so that it's really easy to view all the art. But it's been, you know, it's been a real kind of, I guess, a process to keep motivated and to keep moving through. I think the thing here is that, it's a great way for the artist to continue to look forward to something. And I think it's really important now more than ever that people see their work and understand what's been happening for them, and hopefully come and support them by buying their pieces, their beautiful pieces.
And it's worth pointing out, Denise, you yourself, you're not an art gallery owner. You don't work in the arts full time. Is that sort of correct?
Correct. I am not associated with the arts at all. I love art. and I think, you know, because I've loved art and I have a soft spot for artists, I saw this opportunity, or I was inspired to do this as a way to hopefully uplift their lives a little bit more.
Well, that's it. I mean, in terms of the inspiration behind it, what made it for you so vital to continue this process, even when these barriers were tossed in your way?
Look, you know, being down there and seeing the devastation and just seeing people completely shattered was really, you know, the inspiration for it all. They had drought. They had fires, they've had flood, they've had COVID. It's not getting any better for them. And it just didn't feel right to just let it go because, you know, we've got COVID. So we just really looked at what other ways we could continue to do this. Mm. And look, you know, it would be wonderful to say that we could still hang the exhibition at some stage down the track. Who knows? But this is, you know, this still feels like a way to, for people to know that, you know, they're there. And, you know, I think a lot of people from the South Coast, I can speak from them, I think, for them on this, is that, you know, they feel forgotten. And I haven't forgotten what it was like down there. I haven't forgotten what I've seen. And I think, you know, it's really vital that, you know, we support people who have had a really rough time.
And just finally, Denise, where can people go? You sort of touched on it before, but where can people go to catch these pieces, to find out these artists?
Yeah, so there's a Facebook page called Out of the Ashes. I think there's probably a couple under that name, but there is one called Out of the Ashes. And there's also an e-gallery that's been set up via Flickr called Out of the Ashes. I think both of the addresses are going to be posted on this podcast after. So rather than trying to read all that out to you, because I don't think they're that straightforward, if listeners could go to the podcast after, that would be fantastic. There's a couple more artists to come on board. One of the things, I guess, is that some of them, you know, some of these artists have lost houses, studios, workshops. So some of them are beginning from, you know, from scratch. So, you know, we've still got a couple more to come online. But most of the work is there. So it's, and there's some beautiful diversity of work. There's some absolutely amazing pieces.
That's fabulous stuff. Well, Denise, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time this morning. Best of luck with this one going forward.
Thank you so much.